This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ, very excited that our next guest is coming back home and performing at the Climate Pledge Arena in January, and tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. So please welcome to the show our good bud, Joe Coy. He's back!
Ooh, I'm back!
Wow. Ever since the last time we talked to you, I wasn't sure we'd ever see you again. I thought you would be, you know what happens? You become a successful comic. You go find someplace. I mean, maybe you want to go to some South American country, go deep in the Amazon, never to be heard from again. I thought that's what was going to happen to you.
That's crazy, because right now I'm actually in the Amazon taking this call on a cell phone.
Wow, that's amazing service.
So I got to ask you, I was thinking about you yesterday when I knew we were going to have you on, and I was just thinking about, like, you know, when we first met you.
Hold on, I'm going to interrupt you, and I'm just going to say thank you so much for always thinking of me when I'm not even around.
All the
that
time.
That makes me happy.
At least once a month you're on my mind.
Wow.
Yes. But oh, I was thinking about, man, like, you know, I remember when we first had you on, you talk about, like, you know, we were working at Nordstrom selling shoes, and obviously, like many comics are around here grinding it out, just trying to get, like, mic time, probably at, like, a place like the Comedy Underground and places like that. And now here we are, you're going to be performing at the place that used, you know, well, obviously a new arena, but still kind of the place where the Sonics, and you were a huge Sonics fan, an arena in Seattle that will most likely sell out. That's got to be such a trip to think about from your early days of doing comedy to where you are now.
How crazy that I was 15 years old and I remember sitting 15 rows from the stage watching Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I went to Raw in the same arena. And I just remember as a kid looking up to the, like, you know, section 300, just going, like, I can't believe this guy got this many people in here. You know what I mean? And now here I am getting ready to play. This is a dream come true. Unbelievable.
It's nuts. It's so awesome. It's so well deserved.
It was crazy. It was on pre-sale Wednesday. And we're already at 70% capacity.
Wow.
Unbelievable, man.
Wow.
And now it goes on general on sale at about 10, I think 10 a.m. This is crazy. The show's not even until January, man. Like, this is nuts.
I legit got goosebumps when you just said that. Man, that's so freaking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
great. We were saying the same thing. We were all just tripping yesterday. Like, it's pre-sale. It's like, we're at 70%, man. Like, I mean, Seattle's my home, and you know, I my childhood, the reason why I'm a comic is because of Seattle, and you know, the Sonics were my everything growing up, and it's just like, this is crazy that I'm telling you guys, dreams come true, because I dreamt of playing, you know, back in the day it was called Key Arena, but Climate Pledge Arena is just, this is nuts. This is actually happening. And, man, I'm pinching myself right now just talking to you guys. And not only that, I'm on KISW. It's like, come on, dude! Like, this
I thought that was gonna be the kiss of death, and it clearly we're not as bad luck as we thought we were.
Not at all.
Sweet.
Are you kidding me?
I
we made his career. We made Joe's career. I don't know if you know that. We totally made his career.
That's
why he's speaking to you guys.
I mean, we got a call from the mayor, you know, of Honolulu, who was just basically like, I don't know who this Joe Coy guy is. I go, listen, give the kid a chance. He might be able to sell some tickets.
Yeah, give him a shot.
Yeah, give him a shot. And you sold a couple tickets out there. I don't know. A couple thousand, hundred. I mean, you sold 11 sold-out shows. You got your own damn day in Hawaii named after you. I mean, Joe, Steve is right. It's just incredible. And you got your own Funko Pop, which, I mean, this is insanity. What is happening? I remember you when you were No, I really don't remember you at all. I mean, I don't know who I'm talking to right now, to be honest with you. That's my own problem.
Just look at Steve and go, oh, that's Joe right there.
That's who it is.
Well,
yeah.
Why'd you have to put the mustache and the beard kind of thing on there, man? I can't lie and say it is me on this Funko Pop. Or I have to grow facial hair. My wife doesn't want me to do
that. Yeah, what's going on with that, Joe? You getting, is that your, hey, ladies?
Trying to distance himself from me. That's what he's trying to do.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, this facial hair. What's the facial hair,
you know,
Joe?
What it is? I'm gonna tell you the absolute truth. I got a double chin now, and if you grow facial hair, you don't see it.
Oh.
That's the truth, man. Anyone with a beard usually has a double chin, and that's all that is.
Joe, did you have a say in like how the Funko Pop? I'm kind of, this is so cool like that. You do have a Funko Pop. Did you have any say of like how it would look, what it would be wearing? Like, how does that even work?
It was so crazy. Like I was performing in San Francisco, and Chase Arena is where I was at, and the owner was there, and he was a fan, and they brought me in, and they let me be part of the whole the building process and what it looked like, and they. You know, I got to approve every single detail on the Funko Pop. It was amazing.
Wow.
And I'm about to release another one. I got another one coming out, which is so cool, man. It's just like, it's unreal. I'm going to do the convention too, the Comic-Con.
Really?
And I'm coming in for Funko. Yeah, they're going to bring me in for that. It's just, it's so cool to be part of that family. They're so nice over there.
Well, yeah, and of course, that's a great company too, man. And the place up in Everett is unbelievable. And
they got the Funko shirt that comes along with it. It says Josep, and it's got you as the Funko Pop on there as well. It's not just the Funko Pop itself, but all the merch as well.
I want that shirt.
I'm coming up there. When I come up there, I want to go into when I come up to Seattle, I want to come into the studio, if you don't mind, and bring you guys everything. I'm going to bring you all that stuff.
All right, hold on a second.
Yes.
Even though, I mean, you've got a great career, and you're probably going to sell out Climate Pledge, I don't know. Come in the studio,
probably,
Steve.
I will.
I don't know. Is he that big of a guy to come in the studio?
BJ, you can stay home for that day if you want. Yes, open door for Joe Coy all the time.
All right, fine. I suppose we'll let it. I mean, we only do that for A-listers, but all right, Joe, fine. I mean, usually guys that have accomplished something in the business, fine, let them in. You know, we can make this exception. So, Joe, what is going on? Because you're the kind of guy that all the success, everything you may have, the other stuff that'll come your way, you're still going to be Joe Coy. I mean, that is the one thing we love about you, is that every time we talk to you, it is like we're just talking to the dude who's just working at Nordstrom. I mean, which doesn't always happen to people that have the success that you have.
I love it, man. I just love what I'm doing. And it's like, I don't understand when people get into a crabby state of mind. I don't understand.
Yes,
like,
Steve.
I'm living a dream. It's a childhood dream. I love talking to people on radio. I love going into the studio. I love every aspect of my job. So that's what it is. I truly am in love with what I do. So, yeah, I don't know any other way to explain what it is, but I enjoy what I do.
How's the family? Because I know I know that you're worried that the kid was going to just like basically just bleed you dry, maybe, you know how like kids can do. How's everybody in the family thinking of Joe Coy the way Joe Coy
be? They're loving me right now. I flew everybody to Hawaii for 2 weeks.
What?
So they're really in love with me now. Uncle Joe is the greatest relative in the family right now. I flew every niece and nephew out there for 2 weeks.
Steve, we need to get adopted quick. I didn't know that was going to happen.
More kids, by the way.
What's your favorite thing to do while you're in Hawaii?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. The family dinners were my favorite, man. Having everybody in the family and just having a good time. It was, you know, when you're on the road, it's lonely, and I'm by myself, and I don't have my family with me, and those moments I treasured the most, being able to be in one room together, laughing and having a good time. And man, we shut down every restaurant that I went to.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. And you know, Joe, a family dinner in Hawaii, I mean, unless you are a complete just cantankerous, just miserable person,
BJ.
You're in Hawaii, even me, Steve, you're in Hawaii, those are pleasant family dinners. It's unlike like family dinners that happen over the holidays. So you're getting them hopefully in the best mood, and it has to be a great feeling having a family dinner in Hawaii.
Oh, it was so unbelievable. We didn't want it to end, man. I remember the last night, we were just like, oh, we did not want to leave. But I told everybody, I go, this is just another chapter, and we're going to do this again, and we're going to actually do it more this time. I don't want to wait a year. I want to start doing it twice a year because
those moments
I treasure the most. I really treasure those moments the most.
So 2 week vacations from Joe Coy twice a year. I'm in. All right, what do I got to do? Where do I? I mean, that's a great deal. I am sure I'm your long lost aunt from somewhere, Joe. You got to have some old miserable person from your life that you know.
I just pulled up ancestry.com. BJ, you're right there. It says BJ Coy.
Wow, I knew it. Yeah, I knew it, baby. You have my eyes.
Yeah, I didn't get the talent, but I got your eyes. That's what's important.
Joe, last time we talked to you, I think it was we were celebrating the 50th anniversary of KSW, and right before we ended the chat, because I know you have your book out, but you mentioned that you were working on a television show as well. Do you have any more information?
Well, I was working on a movie. I couldn't announce it, but it was the movie with Steven Spielberg.
That's right. That's what it was.
And any movement on that anything you can say?
Yeah, I can release all information now. It was under, I couldn't tell you guys that much back then, but now I can tell you that the movie's done. We shot it. It took us about 3 months to shoot. Wow. And Steven is giving me everything. He's giving me the red carpet. They already released a date. It's going to be a theatrical worldwide release. It's not going to go streaming. It's going to actually go in theaters. And that starts April 2022. And the name of the movie is Easter Sunday in... It's based on my family. It all takes place in one day, and I can't wait for you guys to watch it. It's gonna be. I will send you guys the merch too for Easter Sunday. The hoodies are beautiful, and it was just an amazing experience, man.
Tia Carrera's in it.
Tia Carrera's in it. Everyone that I grabbed a hold. You know what's crazy? I was part of the casting portion of the movie too, and so was Steven. Steven was really active in the casting of the movie as well. And, I got some hitters in there, and a lot of my friends were in it. So, that I got to put in that, did me a solid and got in the movie you're going to be surprised. So I got on this,
fantastic,
I got some cameos that you're going to be surprised.
Oh, I love this, man. Just another great chapter in this amazing career. That is so awesome. Steven Spielberg did your movie. Wow.
Joe, were you crushing on Tia Carrera like I was when I was a kid? Did you crush on Tia Carrera like I was when I was a kid? I was obsessed with Tia Carrera.
Tia is so amazing. That was the first person I said when we wrote the character of my aunt and my mom. Both, either one, I kept telling casting that I wanted to bring Tia in. I go, we have to just get Tia in this movie. She deserves it. She's going to crush it. And that's exactly what she did.
So
she
cool.
absolutely murdered this character.
Oh, man. There's a lot going on in the world of Joe Coy. And, of course, one thing is that before they go, because they are going to go, Joe Coy's Funny is Funny World Tour at the Climate Pledge Arena. It's Saturday, January 22nd, and you're thinking, well, it's January, but let me tell you, it's already 70% done, and tickets go on sale at 10 a.m., so you've only got 30% of the tickets to shoot for before January, so you better get them done now. And,
isn't that crazy, you guys? Like, legit, pre-sale was at 70%, and that was only one day of sales, like,
oh, man.
On pre-sale, and now this is crazy, and thank everybody in Seattle. I love my Seattle fan base, and it just feels extra special because I legit grew up there, and that's when I fell in love with stand-up, and now I can't wait to come home and just crush it for you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to
have
you.
By the way,
I'm
working on a new Netflix special. I just signed another deal with Netflix for another hour, so you guys get to see the hour before anybody else.
This is, I mean, man... Dude, I am so proud and so happy for you. I really, really couldn't happen to a nicer guy. And you've always been good to us too, Joe. So we are, Steve and I both, just really stoked for what the, how things are going for you, man. And
just tell Tia Kerr I said hi. She doesn't know me, but I just tell her.
Done.
I said hi.
I'm sure she wants to hear from Steve. Come on, Joe. If you tell her she looks just, he looks just like you, you know, I think that's got to do something, right?
Nothing.
Well, how about when the movie drops, I call in with Tia.
Wow.
I'll be too starstruck to talk. That's, you're putting me in a really weird spot there, Joe.
He'll be like Chris Farley. It'll be a Chris Farley moment from Saturday Night Live. You remember that time, Tia?
Remember Wayne's World? That was cool.
Remember? That was cool, huh? Yeah.
Remember all those posters of you on my wall? Oh, wait, you don't know those. This is awkward. Gotta go.
Wow. Well, Joe Coy, tickets on sale today. Where do you get those tickets, Steve? I don't see it on my sheet. Just wherever they sell tickets?
Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ticketmaster, and you can go to JoeCoy.com.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good stuff. JoeCoy.com. Why not? All right.
I'm really tripping on this. So
we are so happy for you. We will have you in studio we'll be talking to you when the movie drops. We'll have you in studio before the concert. We'll probably have you on before. We're going to have you on a lot just because you're doing a lot, and it's going to be fun.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm serious about this KISW. You don't understand. When I was a kid, I used to get so jealous when I would see kids running around with KISW shirts. So, like, this is a dream come true as well, just being a part of your family and always, you guys always taking me in and promoting me. Even when I was at the, you know, the smaller venues, you guys always took me in and embraced me. So I love you guys. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You know what, Steve? I mean, he's been dreaming about having a KISW shirt. Let's get him one and just charge him the wholesale price.
I want the hoodie. The shirt's cheap. I want the hoodie, you guys.
All right. Well, the hoodie's a little bit more. That's going to cost a little bit more, Steve. I think we have to charge him full price for
you guys.
I think we got to charge him full price for
the hoodie. It'll cost you two Funko Pops.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joe.
I'm not bringing Tia unless I get a hoodie.
Yo, I'll get you a whole tracksuit if you're bringing Tia.
Jeez. Wow. Well, you know what? Our price just went down. Joe Coy's Funny is Funny World Tour at the Climate Pledge Arena. Get your tickets wherever you get tickets. Ticketmaster. They go on sale at 10 o'clock today. It's going to be January 22nd is when they're going to have it at Climate Pledge. Joe, we love you, brother. Don't forget, tweet him at Joe Coy, and we'll be talking to you soon, Joe.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.